From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The president of a leading California wine grape marketing association says growers need to remove 50,000 acres of wine grapes to balance supply with decreasing demand. Jeff Bitter, president of the Fresno-based Allied Grape Growers, cited several short and long-term factors that have reduced demand for California wine. Bitter says a longer-term trend is that younger adults are simply drinking less wine, adding demand is fragile with a lot of headwinds. Foreign investment in U.S. ag land is a big topic, and based on 2021 data, USDA shows over 40 million acres of American ag lands are owned by foreign investors, or 3.1% of all privately held ag land and 1.8% of all U.S. land. Canadian investors own the largest portion at 31%, but many of the current concerns center around China, which at last check owned 383,000 acres. The Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals granted a major victory to farmers when it ruled the EPA must base its decisions on sound science and the law. The court was clear when it said the EPA failed to follow the law when it revoked chlorpyrifos tolerances, effectively banning the pesticide. The American Farm Bureau was one of several ag groups that sued the EPA, asserting they ignored scientific evidence that proved the pesticide safety. Get the equipment and trucks you need at Ritchie Brothers Los Angeles Auction, November 16th and 17th. Bid online on close to 3,000 items. For details, visit rbauction.com.